This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Protesters against the military coup in Myanmar showed no signs of backing down Wednesday, even as the UN expert on human rights in Myanmar warned the prospect for major violence. In the capital, Naypyidaw, thousands marched chanting for the release of detained leaders Aung San Suu Kyi and President Moe Jae-in. UN Special Rapporteur Tom Andrews said he had received reports of soldiers being transported into Yangon from outlying regions. The military coup has brought a shocking halt to Myanmar's fragile progress toward democracy, most visible in Aung San Suu Kyi's tenure as national leader. U.S. President Joe Biden is promising a majority of elementary schools will be open 5 days a week by the end of his first 100 days in office. Mr. Biden spoke during a CNN town hall Tuesday night in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The town hall touched a range of issues related to the coronavirus, from protections for small businesses to the administration's vaccination plans. Mr. Biden said that by the end of July, there would be 600 million doses of the vaccine available, enough to vaccinate every American. The White House said the Biden administration will begin Friday to process the claims of some asylum seekers as the Biden administration seeks to end the Trump-era Migrant Protection Protocols program. In a statement, the White House said it will soon announce a virtual registration process that will be available from any location. It said asylum seekers do not need to take action yet, but instead should stay where they are and await further instructions. If you'd like more on these or any stories of the day, please visit us at voanews.com.